This episode is brought to you by Nordstrom. For 125 years, Nordstrom has been part of your story. The stylist who found the perfect outfit for your big interview. The first pair of walking shoes for your one-year-old. The tomato soup you shared with your sister at the cafe. These are the moments that make Nordstrom, Nordstrom. Big or small, we're here for all of it. Celebrating 125 years with new moments still ahead. Discover it all in Nordstrom stores and at Nordstrom.com.
Late night bites with friends? Already hard to beat. That first too hot bite of fries you couldn't wait for, followed by ice cold Pepsi. Now that hits different. Suddenly, the energy kicks back in, the night goes longer, and the laughs don't stop. Because Pepsi brings out more flavor, more fun, and more of the moment. Food deserves Pepsi. Grab a Pepsi Zero Sugar today.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey! Everybody,
can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show. You come again. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's real with the Cowboys.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
There's something real going on.
It takes time.
We'll see what happens when Tom meets ball with the Cowboys.
Earlier on the show, legendary broadcaster Bob Costas. Coming up, comedian Adam Ray. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Disney Plus, ESPN app, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. Call us 844-204-RICH. Adam Ray is about to stop by in studio to have a chat with us. And always a fun, funny time with him. We'll take some phone calls in just a couple of seconds just to let everybody know. There's our YouTube channel. If you care to hang out with us, be careful. There's an algorithm that can get you. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show for that. We're closing in on 1.2 million.
I said 1.2.
Followers on that, or subscribers, whatever they want to call it. There's our Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. All of the socials are available for us. RichEisenShop.com. Somebody called in earlier today and said, hey, I got a Mendoza Mania t-shirt. Hats, mugs, various other t-shirts that rep the show and other things that we say into this microphone that might be kind of silly. And it's all there. RichEisenShop.com for all those out there. We greatly appreciate anybody who connects with us that way. And let's take some phone calls here on the program. Michael in Louisiana here on the Rich Eisen Show. Michael, are you the judge that's letting everybody come back from the NFL? Michael?
I am not the judge.
Okay.
I am just a lifelong LSU fan.
Okay.
I've been on your show with you twice and Susie twice.
Ah, great.
I'm the one that Brockman didn't like the fact that I let my Yorkie sleep in the bed with me, which we're not even getting on that. But
good for you, Michael. You do that, man. You do that.
This Lane Kiffin deal, you hit the nail on the head when you said, yeah, we expected a fair amount. I don't know if we expected this, but, you know, he hadn't broken any rules yet.
No.
You know, we're kind of liberal with our morals down here. So, but, you know, if you look at the coaching situation
yes.
in Baton Rouge, Lane Kiffin's not even the best story. Will Wade, we fired him for NCAA sanctions, and the guy that he replaced was Johnny Jones. Well, we hire him back, and he hires Johnny Jones back as an assistant. Now he's just trying to get everybody. We got four players on the basketball team now.
Well, here's the deal, Michael, is that there's going to be lawsuits. Certainly, if the SEC is coming down and saying the kids that Lane has in the portal all teed up to join his team now can't, I'm reading that there are some exceptions potentially where they can, and if they can't, then there's going to be lawsuits filed and all of that business. And again, it just speaks to what Bob Costas also said moments ago. And
I did listen,
you know, where he basically said that this is, you know, this is not what NIL is for, and what it has wrought has now wrought a whole bunch of legal avenues for players to gain eligibility or go to the pros and come back, which is nuts, Michael. That's crazy.
But y'all saw it coming, though. I remember with you, Dan Patrick, all were saying, says, once you open up this can of worms, that's where, unfortunately, that we're headed. I don't understand how a district judge, you know, can do it, which is a smaller judge here in Louisiana, or even with Chambliss at Ole Miss.
I don't know, but thanks for the call, Michael.
Ole Miss graduate.
I appreciate the call. Call back and enjoy your Yorkie sleep time. There will be more lawsuits. End of story.
Many, many more.
I mean, you're reading right now. Yeah. Like, what's happening? The SEC is like, 50% of the football budget, you're going to get fined.
And the coach half the season?
Well, just think about it. I mean, LSU might wind up with the most expensive roster in college football, which is probably over, I mean, it's over $50 million. Crazy, man. This world is nuts. All right. So, coming up with a top five for everybody here. I crowdsource. I speak to you guys, right?
Yep. That's
right.
Yep. All the time.
I try to.
Part of a crowd.
No bad ideas from anywhere.
Well, I mean, sometimes.
I just might not agree, right? So I mentioned to Coop the other day, I got to do a top five. Mm-hmm. And he goes, how about you come up with a top five most surprising players of the upcoming NFL season? You try and predict it. So I sat with him, and we chose one from every team.
Okay.
Ooh. Who would be the most surprising? And then I started weeding
him out.
This out and winnowing down the list. The number of times I'm like, should I do this? And he would look at me and goes, it's your list.
Ooh.
It's your list. I'm like, would it be different with your list? And he goes, this is your list, Ed. I'm like, okay.
This is your list.
And so interestingly enough, I've come up with my list. The top five who I believe will be the most surprising players of the 2026 NFL season, brought to you by Hyundai.
High five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Rich's top five.
All right. I chose, Coop approved, unless he's just like, no, it's your list, Ed. Here we go. I had to put a quarterback here.
Okay.
I thought about Malik Willis, but I just don't know. I thought about Geno, and then I just couldn't. So I'm going to go with number five most surprising players of 2026. I'm going to go Jacoby Brissett.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say he's going to wing it. Year 11, okay? 10 years in, he's got Marvin Harrison Jr. there, Michael Wilson there, Trey McBride there, Jeremiah Love here, Tyler Algier there, James Conner coming back there. He's got a lot in front of him, and Mike LaFleur dialing it up. I'm going to say he has a surprising year, and one of the most surprising things is you're not going to see Carson Beck.
Oh, wow.
He's going to keep Carson Beck off the field.
Dang.
Might not be pretty sometimes, but it is going to be like Big 12 action nuts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm going Jacoby Brissett 5.
Fun.
Next up. Number 4, I'm going with a defender. Mm-hmm. Second year player. His first year, he didn't light it up. And we found out he had a shoulder problem, which required a cleanup. I don't know why I feel this way, because everybody thinks that Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is the better player there in Philadelphia at this position. But I'm going Jihad Campbell at 4. You know, like Howie getting another kid from Alabama, an SEC kid, right? And he's getting another kid just to start balling out. I don't know why I feel this way. Anybody in Philadelphia will tell you the preseason action really hasn't shown it, but then there's other times you see him flashing in practice, and you see it would be the most Philadelphia Eagle thing that this kid is now like, what? So Zach Bond's got the green dot, and then this kid's going to go loose. I kind of feel it. Number 3, another defender. Same division. You know where I'm going. You know where I'm going, sir. I told you. Draft night.
You did.
Cowboys take him, and I texted you on the spot during live NFL Network action.
This is the facts.
Jayshon Barnes from the University of Michigan.
Woo! You love that guy.
He was
some things.
Wolverines' best defensive player, fastest as well. I saw things out of him. I'm like, he is fast, and he is playing with bad intentions.
He looks mean out there too.
And I think he is going to ball out for your Cowboys. People are going to be like, wait a minute.
From your lips?
Defensive player of the year for the rookies. Defensive rookie of the year type stuff, man.
Let's go.
Maybe I'm overextending it. Number 2, running back. He was the first running back taken in 2024. Had 3 games, blew out his knee, and we've hardly seen him since. I don't know why I'm thinking Jonathan Brooks for the Carolina Panthers.
I like that one.
Is going to just show people what's up. Really good in college. Just hasn't gotten the breaks. Rico Dowdle's gone. He's in. I know Chuba's still there, but I kind of feel like Jonathan Brooks is going to have a nice run of it here, literally and figuratively. And number 1, my most surprising player of the year. He's in a position, and I think he's going to wind up giving his college teammate a run for his offensive rookie of the year money. Jadarian Price. I'm going with him. He has got the opportunity. Zach Charbonnet isn't ready to go yet. He's been under the radar in college. He's under the radar in the draft. And he's on the defending Super Bowl champs, who everybody is, from what I hear, they're going to throw it to the backs more. And I think he's going to just show up, and it's going to be like, oh, man, that's why they let Kenneth Walker walk. And I know they let him walk way before they drafted him. I get it. It'll be one would think, irrational thing to say. Oh, they let him walk because they knew they were going to get this kid in the draft. You never know you can get anybody in the draft, but it was such a no-brainer to get him in the draft. And I think he's going to have a really stupendous year. Give me one more.
Oh. I did not know this.
I don't know if he's making the team. I'm hoping he is, and I think he will. Because Calvin Austin blew out his knee for the Giants.
I saw that.
And I'll just say this here within my 4 downs, I mean, in my top 5 most surprising players of the year. He showed up at St. Jude, by the way, for my run this year, Calvin Austin. Good dude, doesn't deserve this. He has put great karma into the world. And he took time out of his off season to show up at St. Jude and help raise money for that incredible place in Memphis, Tennessee, giving me tips that I knew that he knew that wasn't going to actually be useful to me to run my 40. But he's now out. Odell Beckham Jr. I'm putting him.
It would be cool.
How great would this be? I might be just trying to speak it.
But that's fine.
Odell coming back for the Giants and having a really nice season. Wouldn't that be surprising to you?
It would be.
Okay, so I'm putting it out there. I don't know if I'm right here. This whole damn thing is a dart throw. And talk about random. Every single person in my top 5, 1 through 5, starts with the letter J. So if Sesame Street wants to sponsor my top 5, it's sponsored by Jacoby Jihad, Jayshon, Jonathan, and Jadarian.
Did you do that on purpose?
I did not.
Okay.
As soon as it's over, I looked at Cooper. I'm like, they're all start with J. He goes, that's your list, Dad.
He did it hypothetically.
Hypothetically?
Yeah.
Hypothetically.
There it is for you right there.
I love it.
My top five most surprising players of 2026 is brought to you by Hyundai. Get into the Hyundai Getaway sales event and get away with a deal so right it almost feels wrong. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. The delightfully funny, energetic, nonstop, diehard Seattle sports fan, Adam Ray, is joining us next right here on The Rich Eisen Show. But before we jump, just want to tell you about my friends. Right? Are we doing this read right now? My friends at Pella Windows and Doors. When it comes to your home, our friends at Pella Windows and Doors are the experts at taking care of you and your home. At Pella, they find the products that meet your needs and their experts install them. That means working with a company that builds and installs a quality product with real pricing, real simple, really beautiful. And when a trusted name like Pella chooses to partner with the Rich Eisen Show, that says a lot. 0% financing options are available. Certain restrictions apply. Find your local Pella Windows and Doors showroom today at Pella.com/Eisen. And trust me, I know there are Pella Windows and Doors places and showrooms all over this country, because I'll sit here and
read them off.
Read them
all
the deals. For our local Pella Windows and Doors
everywhere.
Friends, yep. Man. They are everywhere, and they are ready for you. Make life brighter with Pella Windows and Doors. Adam Ray, everybody.
Let's go.
Is he as himself?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so.
Okay, very good.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debt play. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debt play. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. After all these years talking to athletes, coaches, entertainers, and people at the top of what they do, one thing is pretty clear. Success usually depends on getting the details right. For small business owners, that includes payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, you know, the work that keeps everything moving, even if it's not the reason you started the business in the first place. That's why there's Gusto. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
Quick break to tell you some game time tips. When you're hosting during football season, you've got to be ready for every kind of craving. Somebody wants fresh pizza. Somebody wants crispy wings. Somebody's asking if there's sliders. That's when you need more than one call in the playbook. Frigidaire offers ranges and wall ovens with over 15 cooking modes, so you can tackle hosting with confidence. There's stone-baked pizza for restaurant-quality pizza in as little as 2 minutes. Air fry mode for crispy favorites, and air sous vide for juicy tender sliders. Plus, there's slow cook, no preheat, and more. Stone-baked pizza and air fry, both built right in your oven. That's the Game Time MVP combo. So when you're hosting before kickoff, Frigidaire helps you cover every craving. Available at the Home Depot. Outdoers get more done. Only when using stone-baked pizza mode. Cook time requires preheat and reheat and may vary based on ingredients.
This is about to return here. Okay. Adam Ray is on the Rich Eisen Show back here. We just saw a clip of the Adam Ray Show. Fridays exclusively on Netflix, and you are the head coach, Ron Donnelly, interviewing Mike McDonald and John Schneider, the Seahawks. You roasted the team. Is that going to appear on Hard Knocks next week?
TBD, TMI, HPV. We don't know. They were up there, and they, I think, captured it all.
Okay.
There you are. But we will see. You know, This is one of my favorite seasons. Obviously, I think you're biased when it's your team. The access you get is wild. We have, you know, I think it is. Is it a first to have a Hard Knocks season on a team that just won the chip?
I think the Ravens did it years ago, right? Isn't that the one where the Ravens won it all in 2000, and then they were the Hard Knocks right after that? If not, maybe the first
Hard Knocks,
right?
Yeah, that's true. 2001 was the first Hard
Knocks. And then because there is a famous scene where the cameras were rolling when Billick canceled the game in the vet because the seams for the turf were like there were massive gaps.
Wow,
I remember that.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, at any rate.
Yeah, the storylines.
It is rare, though.
It is rare, yeah. And, you know, we have obviously a quarterback with his, you know, first full 2 years in a row where he's the guy, Coach McDonald. I mean, the injuries, I think, from this past weekend really,
You're talking about?
Bobo and Bug Clark, I think that really put a damper on the chance of my, I think, because the episode was pretty heavy. They featured the rookie talent show, but that's so internal that maybe having somebody like me on the outside. But I do have quite a few of the roast jokes if you'd like to hear some of and I'll make sure to sift through to
just keep them somewhat safe for
work here. yeah
on the Rich Eisen show. Don't mind flipping me that water bottle that you have there, because they paid for it.
How about that? Yeah, and you know what?
Adam Ray, everybody. So these are the jokes that you used or did not use.
Well, you know what? They're all jokes that I used.
Okay,
but I will
roasting the Seahawks,
roasting the World Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks, and okay, here we go. Let's see. Sam Darnold is here. Sam Darnold, it'd always be funny to me that we won a Super Bowl with a quarterback that looks like Special Ed Sheeran. Sam Darnold is the hardest working, most palest guy I've ever seen. He'll be the first quarterback in NFL history to go on the IR with a sunburn. Let's see here. JSN, boy, he's scared.
Did you call him Special Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. He loved it. I've known Sam for 8 years. He said, bring it. And there's quite a few I gave to Sammy D that only Hard Knocks will hopefully air.
All right.
JSN is scary, man. The only people he scares more than cornerbacks are white announcers who aren't totally sure how to pronounce his last name. let's see. He is adorable, though. Look at that face. JSN looks like every 25-year-old playing a high school student on the Disney Channel. what else we got? Rashid Shaheed is here looking like every power forward in the WNBA.
All right.
Let's see. Cooper Kupp is here. Cooper Kupp looks like every guy who's offered to clean my windshield at a red light. Cooper is a devout Christian. Yeah, I'd believe in miracles, too, if I was a white wide receiver in the NFL. Devin Witherspoon is here. Devin looks like a drug dealer with a Twitch stream. He's had more impact on Seattle. I haven't seen a spoon have an impact on Seattle like this since the heroin epidemic.
Wow.
Spoon loves trash talking, which you don't know is just regular talking, but with a Florida accent. Spoon, I'm not saying Spoon is a little off, but he's only got to enter concussion protocol after a pregame interview. Leonard Williams is here. Good to see you. Loved you in Moana. What's that?
Loved you in Moana. He's hanging on for dear life.
Okay,
in the corner
good.
Over there.
Julian Love is here. Julian went to Notre Dame, where he majored in helping white girls disappoint their parents.
Wow.
Let's see here. What else we got? Budge Clip.
DJ's done over there.
Ray, Abe Lucas, Drake Tomatayakata, Nicky Mawari, George Halani. Let's see.
These are all.
Derek Hall is here looking like P. Diddy after 20 years of lifting weights in prison. all right, sounded better in the car on the way over. Let's see. Derek is an early star of Hard Knocks. It's the first time we've seen him on HBO since he got killed on The Wire.
These are all roast jokes, everybody.
I had a couple on Mike.
What do you got? Did you roast the
I got McDonald. I said, I go, Mike McDonald over here looking like every ring bearer at a woman's second wedding. I go, doesn't Mike look like a little boy who made a wish to be big and it just kind of worked? Yeah, but Mike was a great sport. I mean, like, it was, Schneider was, I walked in. That's the thing, too, is I think there's so much footage. I mean, you know, they mic'd me up. I went the day before.
Okay.
Because.
This as Ron Donnelly?
Yes, as Ron Donnelly. But I went the day before to get in a day early and go over to the facility and kind of, scout out where we're going to do it. And Mike was like, come to the end of practice. I can kind of, say Adam's going to be here tomorrow to roast you guys. And then we can set it up that, like, Adam had to cancel you know, go back to handle some pregnancy stuff. Oh yeah, my wife is 6 months pregnant.
Hey, buddy.
Yep, it works. And so thank you, bud. And so then he basically said Adam had to cancel, but I found a replacement, Coach Ron Donnelly. And I was like, what a brilliant way to kind of set up a little bit, give it a little bit more of a storyline. So I was at practice. They mic'd me up and I was, you know, chumming up with a lot of the coaches that I know. And then Mike, from my vantage point, he was like, come break down practice. That's not what he said, but that's how I interpreted it. So practice ends. And everyone huddles to the middle, which, by the way, if you haven't like been on the outside of that, it's terrifying. Yeah. I mean, they are massive. Yeah. And they're all coming together around the middle. And Mike just goes, hey, you know, we got a friend of the team, Adam Ray, is going to come in and kind of talk to you guys tomorrow. And then he just kind of gives a 2 second pause. And I'm like, I think that's me. So I just I go, AJ, excuse me, bud. I go through. I go, guys, keep it going for Coach McDonald. I go, who's just about to have his second child, you know, blah, blah, blah. I go, which is wild because he still has the face of a guy who thinks girls have cooties. And then I start roasting Sam and a few other guys. And I talk about how he was, verbally abusing the team. And I was here to kind of lighten the mood, after he had that clip where he was like, turns out it's my effing practice, you know. And then I kind of go.
By the way, that was an awesome.
Amazing moment, right? Like just a very.
That was with Derek Hall, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
He kicked him off.
Because I hadn't yet seen that type of emotion from him. He's a very chill, mild mannered dude. And he's so, you know, the same way Pete was. Like they're so sweet on the outside that you're like, are you even capable of raising your voice? Yeah. But man.
Oh, yeah.
You're a football coach in the NFL. You probably, it's a prerequisite, right?
No doubt.
So then I just go, all right, guys, let's break it down. You guys are scary as hell and whatever. And I go, 1, 2, 3, Hawks. And they all came in. We broke it down. And I was like, all right, well, that whole chunk is a good 45 seconds that I feel like Knox could throw in if they wanted to.
But alas. You on Hard Knocks so bad.
Dude, it's one of my, I love the show.
You've been there and done that.
Pushing.
And plus on top of it, man, like you have to be pinching yourself that the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks have opened their doors.
The fact that they even welcomed the opportunity.
And that you're addressing the team.
Yeah.
You're entertaining the team.
Yeah, it was cool.
You're interviewing the general manager and the head coach for your show on Netflix.
Totally. Like, bro, you're right. It shouldn't
this
be
is great. Like this is a mic drop.
Whether they use it or not, you're right. And I you have to do things, and you guys can attest to this. It's like once you get going in this business, there are so many things out of your control.
Yeah.
So you have to truly do it for the experience. And the fun factor of it was so great. And like, there's this little bar called Dino's across from the VMAC that John and the Hawks kind of, you know, it's their watering hole.
Yeah.
And it's
across from
the facility. Yeah. And it's like, it's where they do deals. It's where they hang. It's just, it's an amazing sports bar that feels like it's almost out of a Cheers type show.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went there after in full makeup and hung out after and had some cocktails. And like that part was fun, but the whole lead up to it and the preparing, and shout out to my boy, Pat Barker, who's an amazing comedian and roast joke writer, helped me get set for this. And so working with him to do that was great. And then the rep of doing it, aside from the roast, I did a Big Poppy where I first met Brockman.
Yeah, that was
that. And then I did one for the Steelers and then one for the Hawks 2 years ago, Mike's first year. So this was my, and then the Mariners. So this is my fifth one. So it's not like I'm some vet. So, the experience of it, you hope will, let's say they end up roasting Tiger or LeBron for Netflix. Like maybe now I have a little more experience to be like, I'd love to throw my name in the hat for that.
But. Yo, Adam Ray here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay. Let's manifest, since it worked so well the last time. For those who might not know what I'm referring to, you came on this show last time you were in studio here was right before the divisional playoff game. Your Seahawks got the one seed, so you had the week off.
Yeah.
You knew the Niners were coming in. You stopped by here, and we had this exchange. You beat the Niners.
Yeah.
Then you go, you want the Rams or the Bears? Let's go. Oh, let's go for it right
now.
Yes. You want the Rams or the Bears? Screw it. You want the Rams. Okay.
I want the Rams.
So you want to go take care of the Niners for a second time. Then you want to take care of the Rams a second time.
Yeah.
Then you want to go to the home of the 49ers and win a championship.
Dude.
Against who? Who do you want? You want the Patriots just because you want to exercise that ghost?
Oh, my God. I didn't
even
think about that.
Like, seriously. Like, what's the ultimate for you? What will make you pit out?
Dude.
You know, like your GM. What do you want, Adam?
Dude,
what's the ultimate?
I think you just nailed it.
Okay, so what happened after that? You beat the crap out of the Niners. You got the Rams. You beat them. You go to the home of the Niners. You win it against the Patriots. It actually happened. We manifested it. So now it's the follow-up season. Now you're the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yeah.
Let's manifest this now.
We were the hunters. Now we're the hunted.
Well, what happens? Like, what? Clearly, you win the division, right?
I believe so. Okay. I don't think the Cardinals are much of a threat. I know what I do love about this season, our schedule is not ideal. Like, I think we have a lot of, you know, some big TV games, which is awesome.
That's what happens when you're the defending Super Bowl champion.
Totally. And I think we're an exciting team now, and there's a lot of storylines, and you know, we have the best receiver in football. And I think our defense is, up there with the best, if not the. Yeah, but, right. I mean, you included, I think, right, our picking. Most people are just not even giving us the credit of last season and saying that the Rams have just that the Rams. I hear this more often than not, that the Rams lost it. We didn't win it. And however you want to look at it, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, but that feels like a wild take.
Right.
I feel like we play better when we are kind of not being talked about, a little bit of the underdog situation. Right. I remember when I was up there last year, and we were maybe two games away from that Rams Thursday night game. And, and Sam, I was like, dude, I feel like people are still not even talking about what's happening. And he's like, we love it. He's like, once you start getting all those expectations, like we now have, that's when things can get tricky. But
so now
I'm feeling good.
Champs. So you win the division.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so we're now predicting.
We're manifesting.
We're making it.
It worked the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we literally sat here and gave you the roadmap that you weren't even thinking about. So let's try this again.
And then from the bowl, didn't we make a prediction? And I think I was saying like 44-6 or something.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, we're going to keep it close. We're going to win. Yeah.
No, he got in Drake May's head that right from jump.
He might have been hurt. But yeah.
So, because we all know where this winds.
You guys earned it.
For you to go back to back.
It's crazy.
Okay. To be the first back to back, you know, since obviously the Chiefs did it, and then have an opportunity to just go back to back and go back to back by winning the titles in the homes of the Niners and the Rams.
Again, I didn't put that together.
Okay. So this is, the question
get on the internet.
How do we get to this, and who would you want to beat in Super Bowl 61 in the home of the Rams? You have to, first of all, you have to beat the Rams to get there, right?
Yeah.
We're reverse engineering.
Unfortunately, yes. That is just par for the course.
You have to admit that. Is this an NFC championship game?
I believe so.
Do you want it to also be in SoFi? So you play in SoFi two games in a row?
Oof. No, because that feels almost.
All right. So we want to host the
I believe
Rams
so.
Here.
I believe we haven't hosted it since 2014 against the Pack. And
did it last year. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Where are we right now, by the way? Can you tell that I'm already prepping for fatherhood?
Football DeLorean. Okay. So you want to take on the Rams in Seattle again and do it again. So
yes.
So the same thing.
Yes.
Do you want to take, is there somebody else in the NFC you want to take down in the divisional round to switch it up?
You know,
like Cowboys.
I just was with my buddy Sam Alford, who's a big fan of the show, and he is also a big Cowboys fan. He's been off the wagon for a bit, and has saved himself a lot of emotional wear and tear. But he just told me last night he's back on because he thinks that this year they're going to the Super Bowl.
Well, TJ's not ever hopped off the Cowboys bandwagon.
Well, this is why you have a seat on this program.
He also feels the same way.
You do.
That we're going to the Super Bowl. I am.
Yeah,
not,
come
not
on, TJ. Quite there.
You know, they want me to say it, Adam Ray, but I'm not going to say it.
What did you say at the coffee machine during the first hour commercial break to me?
What we say off air is between us, Rich. All right,
I'll say it. He says to me while we're waiting, I'm waiting for a coffee. He's putting his mug in the microwave because he's a tea drinker. He's not a coffee drinker.
Good for you.
And he says to me, we're winning the Super Bowl.
Under his breath.
That's just banter, Adam.
Yeah. Just like, and he knows he knows he feels it. He doesn't want to say it with conviction.
Sure.
He feels there's a football god listening, overhearing, and just going to slap him down.
Get it out.
That was just pre-show convo.
Okay. So, you know, basically, it was your team that Romo botched the snap against. So it's not like you have anything against
them. There's plenty of clips for them to pull up.
Who do you want? Like, this is what I'm trying to say. What would be best for you? If you want to take out the Niners again, you can run it back.
That's fine. I mean,
anybody else in the conference that you've got an axe to grind against that you want
to? I'm trying to figure that out. I think that if you run it back against Niners and Rams, I don't know how you make it more special than last year.
Understood. Well, here's what you do is how you make it more special. Because the last time you guys tried to get two in a row, we all know what happened. And that was a ghost you exercised last year in the home of the Niners.
Right.
Who else would there? The Steelers. Let's go. Let's hit them all. Now
wow.
We got the muscle, right?
Yep.
The Super Bowl 40.
Wow.
That's right.
Okay. That actually, wow. You want to talk about, because look, right? People have talked.
Hasselbeck is the one that brings the trophy.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. And it's Rodgers' last chance.
Yes.
You're kind of like,
yes,
taking,
right.
Maybe everybody like shoots up with a vaccine, like, you know, together or something. I don't know. But, hey, come on. It works. Okay. Yeah, try it.
I plead the fifth.
But, yeah.
So listen,
we're all jokes.
What do we got now?
This feels very, I like this because that Super Bowl, I'll never forget. I was with my college girlfriend at the time with her family, and that game was so, that was the first, I think that's the first time I can remember losing it and having, you know, when you're just like, so you have blinders on that you don't even know who you're around, right? You've got like new potential in-laws and family members, and you're like, there is a game going on, Nana. Sit down and shut up. And like this, I mean, the calls, the game, it was like, I couldn't even believe I hadn't experienced this type of winning in any Seattle sports yet. I guess
Ben scores and he doesn't really even crease his helmet, creases the goal line.
The ball doesn't go over,
right? Yeah, the penalties, the holding calls, and all that. So let's get this. This is something,
Rich,
clearly.
This is why you're the best in the biz. This is it, dude. This is how we do it. Because look, I don't want to say it erased the 2014 Super Bowl, Brock, last year.
Sure,
it definitely chipped away at it. It's one of those you'll never. We'll never get over that. But, I mean, it did. You win another. You go back to back, and now you got three. Like, fans at some point have to go, like, all right. You can't just go, should be four. Like, three's wild. And back to back is wild. And the fact that John Schneider, GM of the year,
yes,
Hall of Famer, no doubt. And we talked about this at Dino's. I go, two chips with two different teams.
And coaches all and everything. He's the only one ever did.
And completely different squads.
All of them.
That's wild.
It is.
John, you're the man.
So, okay. So we landed on
I think it's the Steelers Seahawks. Brilliant, dude.
What? How many teams could go back-to-back by winning the Super Bowl in the homes of their hated rivals in division?
Against the teams that they lost to prior.
Correct.
Wow.
This.
To erase all bad history, like the end of The Godfather, all family business settled.
Yep.
Right?
Wow, dude. Under new ownership, too.
Yeah.
This is.
Come on.
Wow. What a great start for them.
We're manifesting.
Wow. Anybody else want to get behind other than Rich and I? All right.
No. Go Rams.
No, go Rams. I get it. Yeah.
Now,
well,
just for your, you know, silly, stupid, idiotic, if I may say, theories. If you're a Steeler fan, would you sign up for that?
Oh no.
Oh, you don't want any piece of the
hops,
do you?
To go all the way to the Super Bowl?
You think Steelers go, oh, interesting.
You'd rather, knowing that his philosophy is if a team gets blown out, like say the Niners at the hands of your team.
No. It's right. If you know you're
rather,
going to lose.
Would rather just not
you
even
know you're going to lose.
There. I don't want to have that feeling of getting blown out.
My Mariners were eight outs away from the World Series last year, and I had to talk myself into the idea that, you know what, it's good we didn't go because we probably would have gotten swept by the Dodgers, the All-Star team. F that, dude. I'm so bummed we didn't go. Like, that would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Right. To go to, like, the
loved
the,
and lost yep. rather than ever in love.
1,000%.
I'm with
it. That's
no,
the
but,
way
no,
I'm
the beginning of the
man.
Season is, hey, you're not going to win anything. But would you rather have blah, 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 blah?
Get it over with. Get all the way close? Yes. How about that's happened last year to you? Did you like your 13-4?
He loved it.
Did you like
it? I mean, it kind of sucked. We lost the Super Bowl.
Like your 13-4? Did you?
Kind of sucked.
Did you enjoy every Sunday mattering? Did you enjoy your family rallying around the tube?
Yeah, kind of wish we went 0-17.
Keep going, Adam.
Wow. Yeah, go, Adam. Get him.
You know what I mean?
Get him.
Wow.
Because I got six of those, Adam. Is
that, oh, yeah, okay. You see?
Wow.
Geesh, geesh.
Yeah, but
doesn't matter.
Yeah, but he doesn't
you only
have
remember
seven.
The last
tell
one.
Him. Tell him. Tell him he doesn't
go.
Have seven.
Get him.
You don't have seven.
Adam Boy. Two from New York.
You don't have seven. Where'd that 7-1 end up?
Yeah,
we're seven.
CJ, and I'll talk about this all the time. I'd give all of them back to have 19-0.
Oh, my God.
You didn't. New York.
That season sucked.
You give them all up to have 19-0?
You give up all of them.
Yeah, we had really? This talk the other day. He said he would.
Wow.
Or at least three of them.
Oh, but said. That was off air, though. Look at you.
It was off
You're
air.
You're using something off air against him.
No, we were.
Inspired you?
We were on air.
By the way, great side podcast, Teej, if you want to start it up off air, and it's just all the coffee machine combos.
Oh, yes.
Which, we're by the way, it wasn't even a conversation. It was just him coming up.
Unprovoked.
It was awkward. Adam, we were both standing there. We had to talk about something.
We couldn't air that show.
And I was sitting here thinking, like, here we are in a commercial break, and literally half of the people on the show floor are back there having a cup of joke.
Oh,
he just says to
gosh.
Me, we're winning it all.
Yeah, I've been there, dude. I've been there where you just feel like, yeah.
Off air.
But
I'm with that.
Like he was on the record. He had to say it underneath his.
I don't know. Can we get away? Because some of the stuff we say off air.
Tonight the Red Sox come back. In 04, I would give up championships.
Well, you got 20.
No, I'd give them all up.
You'd rather not
you're
make
not even a Yankee
rather not
fan,
make the playoffs that. That in 04? Or would you rather have lost
with the 3-0 comeback? Never lost to Boston, though.
Like, come on.
Of course I wanted it. You've got to be in it
you
to win
be in
it,
there,
man.
Yeah.
It's like Lotto.
Loved and lost and rather not loved it all.
Oh, sorry, you'd rather be the face of the biggest choke job ever.
Okay. What do I care? I don't care. I still put my head on the pillow. I'm still a...
Gotta wear it.
Who I am. I don't
gotta
care.
Gotta wear it.
I don't care.
Saying.
What are the odds for the Seahawks? Are we even being
third best, 11-1.
Woo! Great.
And the best are the Rams?
Yeah, Rams are 5-1.
Second?
Wow.
Bills 10-1.
Bills. Always Bills.
Yeah. You can't get mad
you
if
want
they
the Bills
win.
In the Super Bowl.
I don't think I want that as
no,
much as I love
Steelers.
Josh Allen. I
take care of Super Bowl 4.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We have no. Josh, you're a great guy. There's no bad blood there. There's no beef.
Yeah.
You know, beef. It's what's for dinner, and it's also a part of my past. You know what I'm saying? There's and Aaron Rodgers. It'd be cool to see it. It would also be cool to see somebody that is truly at the
end of the road.
At the end of the road.
Last
you know,
game.
He's the fourth Boyz II Men member, as far as I'm concerned. And he is, you know, wait until the water runs dry and he'll make love to something at the end. I think that's it.
That's
yes,
it.
He'll be
out
thinking about.
Gas.
But guess what? After the game, he'll be thinking about yesterday when he didn't lose the
Look
Super
good
Bowl.
Him. About last night podcast and, of course, the Adam Ray Show every Friday exclusively on Netflix.
And the tour. My big theater tour continues until I shoot my special this fall, AdamRayComedy.com. We've got Hawaii, San Diego, Anaheim, Seattle, Philly, Chicago.
Motown Philly.
Say it again.
Motown Philly,
baby.
Back again.
I'm playing the Washington State Fair September 23rd.
Yeah,
I went
are.
To this fair. It was formerly the Puyallup Fair growing up in Lake Forest Park, Washington. We took the bus about almost an hour away. And then, I went and saw Third Eye Blind, Hootie and the Blowfish, Bare Naked Ladies. Woo! I mean, just the hits kept on coming. Now I'm playing and headlining this fair. When I went in seventh grade, 1995, my buddy Dwight Engel and I met two girls at a bat mitzvah. And pre-cell phone, we go, let's go to the Puyallup Fair. This is the first time we're meeting girls out at a thing like this that aren't at our school. Do you remember what that was like?
Oh, yeah.
The nerves that come with, these are away game gals. These are girls that you don't even know if they are going to kill you. Like, you don't know what's going on, but you're like, let's meet you at the fair. At least it's a public area. If you do something shady and poison us in a funnel cake. So we go, let's meet at noon. 2 hours go by and Dwight and I are just, I don't know if you want to say pathetic, lonely, horny, whatever you want to say. We are young adolescent males and we wait for Rich upwards of 2 hours for these gals. And finally, Dwight's like, let's have ourselves a day. And I go, let's do that. And we start roaming around. And I kid you not, I'd say about 45 into walking around, who do we see with two other guys at the clown game?
Oh,
and she goes, and I quote, when did you guys get here? And if I was as quick and sharp and just, you know, dealt with hecklers the way I do now, I would have fired something back that would, you know, like, we actually been here. You know, I would try to kill with kindness, but I couldn't have been more defeated and just be like, we were waiting at the game for 2 hours.
And now get your tickets.
That's right.
AdamRayComedy.com.
Things are better. My wife's pregnant. Life rules. Shout out to baby. I love you.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Replace your worn-out wiper blades during O'Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Receive 2x O'Rewards points and save $10 when you purchase a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. They will even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're the man, Mike.
Our favorites.
No, I can't do that.
That was some fun stuff with Adam. Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with the deals so right it almost feels wrong. Right now, you can get great deals on our most popular models, including our adventure-ready SUVs and the Hyundai Santa Fe or the Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or the Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's our bold and stylish Elantra loaded with the latest tech, or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down right now to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details. All right, that wraps up this show. I appreciate those who are on hold for wanting to chat with us. Unfortunately, we're out of time on this program. Adam Ray was just...
He's a talker.
Delightful.
So good.
He's a talker.
Delightful. Bobby Bones is going to be in this chair over the next 2 days. I will be tapping out to spend time with family.
Family.
As Taylor has her big day coming up this week.
Congrats, man.
So awesome, dude. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate
you,
that.
You keep mentioning a suit, but there's also going to be a lot of tears I think you're going to lose.
Oh, I already know.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about it. We watched, you know, there's Carol, always that montage that you put together of photographs and videos, you know. Susie's been honchoing that. She showed it to me, and it's just like.
You got DJ Quick DJing?
Say it again.
Is DJ Quick going to DJ?
DJ who?
An Entourage episode already had DJ Quick.
Oh, that's right. No. There's no DJ Quick.
DJ Clue?
There's none of that.
Funkmaster Flex?
But as soon as I'm done here, I'm picking up the alcohol for everything.
Oh, buddy.
Whoa.
Nice. Let's go.
Oh, you're going
drinks
to
Seattle. I know. House. Well, Sarah and Cage will be there.
Cage. Drinks are on the house.
Okay.
I don't think they'll be drinking alcohol.
Sarah will.
Drinks are
well, listen.
Cage is going to be dominating.
Nick Jonas is the Jonas that's on tomorrow, correct?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. Bobby Bones, he's got that deep Rolodex.
Man. Yeah, he does.
And he just, that's all he wants to do is talk sports.
He's great.
That's what I love about him.
Excited to see Bobby.
I think Ian Rappaport will be on
Rap Sheet tomorrow. Yep. Howie Mandel on Friday.
In studio.
That's right.
Which means he's going to rearrange chairs.
And he may not leave.
Yeah. I love
we got we got no contest coming up in about a half an hour.
Where's O'Shea? What happened?
You know, doing movie star stuff. He just landed not long ago, so he should be in.
Oh, man.
Who's your guest?
Our guest is NXT star Cruz Montana, who we've interviewed
O'Shea's on his way.
Last year. But, he's now in NXT at WWE. He's got a big title match coming up, so talk about that.
That's going to be in your RSS feed in the YouTube channel of our show later.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to The Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
In ESPN's wild world of college football, every Saturday begins with a ritual. And then, the migration turns to mayhem. Predators hunt, territories are defended, rivals clash. In this wild world, legends are unleashed on Saturdays. No one brings you closer to the wild than ESPN. College football on ESPN kicks off August 28th. Witness the wild on ABC, ESPN, and the ESPN app.